Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Monday, May 22nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Two sides to AI stories, Apple and New York City schools, AI risks, and AI automation. And the G7 leaders rally for unified AI governance and cybersecurity measures, often to counter Chinese technological influence. This is the business of tech. QuoteWorks, the leading solution to create professional, branded quotes and proposals in just minutes. With over 55 integrations across PSAs, distributors, accounting, and more, QuoteWorks has more integrations than any other quoting solution for VARs and MSPs. And best of all, genuine people. They're there for you. No need to create tickets. Instead, people on the other end of a call. Want to try it for free and find out how to start saving time creating quotes? Visit QuoteWorks.com/MSB Radio. CEOs think AI is the technology most likely to impact their industry in the next 3 years, according to 21% of respondents to a Gartner survey released on Wednesday. The firm surveyed 400 CEOs and other senior executives. According to the study, AI's potential to accelerate productivity matches the top two strategic priorities CEOs are working on in 2023, growth and technological development. Ready for the collision of ideas? A new Reuters Ipsos poll showed that more than two-thirds of Americans have concerns regarding AI risks. 61% believe that AI is a threat to humanity, nearly triple the amount of respondents who didn't foresee it being a threat. Yet at the same time, 58% of workers believe artificial intelligence can help alleviate burnout and improve job satisfaction. This report created by UiPath, says workers from Gen Z, Millennials, and Gen X together comprise the automation generation, which is particularly receptive to the potential of automation and improving job performance. The report also states that 57% view employers that adopt AI-powered tools more favorably than those who do not. Walk and chew gum. Here's another pair. Apple has restricted the use of ChatGPT, per reporting by the Wall Street Journal. Apple employees have also been warned against using GitHub's AI programming assistant Copilot. But who has reversed theirs? New York City Public Schools, announcing that they are backing off from their ban and leaning into embracing the technology. From the new statement, quote, New York City Public Schools will encourage and support our educators and students as they learn about and explore this game-changing technology while also creating a repository and community to share their findings across our schools. Not that Apple isn't in the AI business. New reporting by TechCrunch has the company looking to hire more than a dozen experts in generative AI. Last week, I talked about the idea of a digital agency. Two senators reintroduced the idea last Thursday. The concept is establishing a new federal agency to oversee digital platforms and artificial intelligence providers. It would be a federal digital platform commission to have more direct oversight and authority over AI products and online platforms. Finally, Axios dives into medical AI with warnings from the World Health Organization about the risk of bias, misinformation, and privacy breaches. Also notable, the FDA reported in September that their current framework for regulating medical devices is not ready for AI, and the CDC's guidance for bioterrorism dates to 1999. Why do we care? There's a sure delight in chaos, as the confusion breeds questions, which those who sell will identify as an opportunity. The why of these stories matters. Why did Apple join a long list of large companies blocking generative AI? They don't want their IP in the data models. Why did New York City schools embrace it? Because they're in the business of expanding data access, not slowing it. Why the concern over AI risks? Because humans naturally see threats as a protective measure, yet we also see opportunity. Those concerns around medical applications of AI speak to the consultative guidance to provide customers. Nothing else. There's an educational opportunity within your customer base. President Biden met with other G7 leaders over the weekend, and two threads of announcements came from it. First, continuing our AI thread, there was a call for international standards for rapid advancements in artificial intelligence. The statement acknowledged that despite the rapid growth of AI and immersive technologies such as metaverses, international rules governing their use and compliance have, quote, not necessarily kept pace. New technologies should be governed in line with democratic values, they wrote, including fairness, accountability, transparency, protection from online abuse, and respect for privacy and human rights. Second, there was a commitment to the cybersecurity of critical systems and working to stem Chinese influence in the technology standards setting. The G7 leaders launched the Coordination Platform on Economic Coercion, which in part aims to stem the tide of Chinese theft of critical technologies. Further, following concerns about enhanced Chinese influence around setting global standards for emerging technologies, G7 leaders vowed to, quote, collectively support the development of open, voluntary, and consensus-based standards that will shape the next generation of technology. Why do we care? Reuters offered some insights into the state of play. There's action in the EU, but don't sleep on the existing laws already in place. Trade regulation, data privacy laws, and general safety laws all still apply. The end state will be interpretations in front of judges. The current state is making sure existing risk is covered. On cyber, it's encouraging to have leaders work to align the frameworks. The less complexity of differing legal implications, the easier the work for providers is. Thanks for listening. Today, National Craft Distillery Day. That's the one I had to pick off the pile to talk about today. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.